I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. But here's one that maybe you don't hate, maybe you've enjoyed ever since you were a kid.
I love daddy long legs or harvestmen. They're fascinating animals to me, just to take time to actually watch them as they go through the woods. They're arachnids.
What else falls into the category of arachnid?
Well, arachnids include scorpions, spiders, ticks, mites, and harvestmen, among others. Harvestmen differ from spiders in the fact that they only have one, not two distinct body regions. They lack the ability to produce silk. They're not venomous. And they're not particularly predatory either. They're more omnivorous. They'll scavenge dead plant and animal materials. Some of them will even catch and kill very small, soft-bodied insects. Now, harvestmen protect themselves in a couple of ways. Probably the most conspicuous way is they'll throw a leg, presumably to distract a predator, just like a lizard tail will twitch after it's broken off from a lizard and will serve as a distraction while the owner has the chance to walk away. And I've seen harvestmen down to just three legs. But at one point or another, obviously, they're not going to be able to get around very well if they lose too many limbs. And also, they have very delicate sensory organs in their feet. This is how they find food and water. And if they lose too many of those organs, they can't find what they need to find in order to survive. The other way they protect themselves is they have a pair of scent glands, and they release an odor that I'm told smells like ripe cantaloupe. But for the life of me, I have yet to smell one. But apparently that odor is very noxious to other ground-dwelling insects, and especially ants, because ants are the number one predators of any creature that's living on the ground. One other interesting fact about harvestmen is that in the wintertime, they'll gather together and form these great big congregations and spend the winter. And sometimes they look like a hairball from hell with all those long legs and their little bodies. And if you breathe on them or disturb them, they'll start vibrating and the hair-like legs start moving around quickly and the whole thing disperses and they will all walk off into the distance. And eventually they will come back together again. And you find these congregations under bridges or stones or rock faces or underneath a log.
You captured a really lovely photograph in Arizona.
That's right. And you can see it on the website. I was actually photographing a female harvestman dragging a dead tiger moth across the ground. Out of nowhere appeared a male, and she dropped the moth, and immediately they started to mate. And I'm reminded once again how different harvestmen are from spiders. Spiders don't actually copulate. The male transfers sperm to a special holding organ on his pedipalp, right next to his mouth, and then he uses those organs to find the female's genital opening and fertilizes her. But in harvestmen, males actually have an intromittent organ. They actually copulate. And you can see that on the website.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.